I am the bird dog for my activities. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I am the bird dog for my activities. What is a bird dog? A bird dog is a dog that goes out and finds birds and raises them up out of the field so that you can go hunting, and then also they retrieve the birds usually. When the birds come down anywhere in the marsh or out in the field or wherever you're hunting, you go and you pick them up. Well, I'm the bird dog. I'm the dog that goes out and chases up the ideas and chases up the birds and gets them in the air so that the hunter can shoot them. Well, now you say, that's not a very admirable thing to be. Not a very admirable thing to be, the bird dog that chases up these things and these ideas. Well, yes, it is. You see, we have been trained all of our life that we have to be careful. We have to be careful that we're not shot. Careful that we don't get into trouble. Careful that we don't do something wrong. We're always saying, now don't do something wrong. Do things that make your parents proud of you, that make the world proud of you, and things like that. Well, now, under normal circumstances, in a normal life of a normal human being, that's a very admirable thing. But in the life of a divine being, in the life of a positive being, that's something that doesn't even enter into the question. Now, yes, the bird dog flushes the birds out of the brush, out of the bushes. Well, now, as a young boy, growing up in the United States in many years ago, the Indian lore was quite a common experience for us. And as boys, we loved to pretend that we were Indians. We'd go down into the primitive areas around our home where the city had not been built up. We'd go into the parks and we'd go into the places where it was private. We'd go and play there. And we'd pretend that we were Indian boys. And we'd wear the little loincloth and we would run around and just have ourselves a great and a wonderful time as we would go searching all through the woods. And as we were searching through the woods, we were sort of like bird dogs, because we were looking at things to enjoy and to chase and to have fun with. And as we looked at these things, we'd come upon a rabbit. We'd come upon a squirrel. We'd come upon all sorts of creatures. And as we did, we'd look at them. But now, if we were good bird dogs, we should rouse them out so that the hunter can chase after them. But we were Indian boys, and we were learning to walk quietly. We were learning to walk through the forest and not step on a single stick to break it to make a noise. We were taught to walk very gently and very peacefully with bare feet, basically, or with just thin coverings like slipper-type things, shoes on our feet, so that we would walk very comfortably and very, very quietly through the forest. And rather than scaring up the game, we became part of the game. And as we became part of the squirrels and the rabbits and the lizards and the frogs and all the things that were around us, including the dogs and cats, we became very aware that this was a very wonderful world. This was not a world in which we had to be afraid of hunters, that we had to be afraid of anybody, because we were one with all of life. J. Allen Boone, Kinship with All Life, is such an excellent book because it makes you feel that you are one with all life. And all creatures, great and small, were the book is telling about the life adventures of this veterinarian over in England many years ago, and the gentleness and the tenderness in which he treats all creatures in which he treats all animals and birds and cats and dogs and cows and horses and what have you. And I thought, oh my, that's wonderful. And then I went to visit my own veterinarian, as I would take my dogs in to be checked and my cats in to be checked and so forth. And I found that that love that James Herriot had in his All Creatures Great and Small, that love for all creatures, great and small, my vet had also. My vet had that same sensitive, caring, loving feeling of all creatures. My vet was not a bird dog chasing out the game for the hunter, but my vet was a lover, just like I was, and just like I am. And I am a bird dog, but I'm not chasing the game out. I'm bringing it forth in my consciousness, in my life, in my experience, so that everywhere I go, I meet harmony and peace and love and goodness. I look around and enjoy all the critters on earth, including the humans. And you know, when I look at humans as I look at animals, I have a whole different attitude about it. When I look at animals, I look at something to love. I look at something that I want to enjoy their company. I want to enjoy their presence. I want to watch the things that they do. I was sent a little clip. I think it was a YouTube clip. And it was about these people who were at a tornado site, and the building had been run down by the tornado. And this little beagle dog was out there and all sort of scared, coming out of the wreckage of the building. And the rescuers put the little beagle in the back of a vehicle on a blanket. And she lay there very frightened. And then out came another beagle, another little puppy, and another, three of them all together. And the rescuers had a dog with them that helped them ferret out any life signs in the buildings that had been blown over. And this dog went to lay with the beagle and put its head on the beagle, and the beagle said, oh, I have a friend now. I'm okay. And in the midst of all of this, another creature came out of the wreckage. And a little kitten. And the cat came out and was put in the car with the rest of the animals. And the cat went right to the dogs and nuzzled up to them and snuggled into them and felt secure. Now, this is a type of thing that humans do. At least, we like to think that humans do that. When they are in some sort of a difficult circumstance, you might call it a tragedy, but a difficult circumstance, they join one together and all differences are forgotten. And the only thing that is paid any attention to is the love for one another. And this is what the animals did in this particular scene, and I've seen others like that too, where they forgot they were dogs and cats. They forgot they were mice. Oh yes, I saw some pictures where a mouse was riding on the back of a cat as the cat was walking under a table, and the cat was sort of hunched down so the mouse wouldn't get bumped off. Well, perhaps it was a trained experience, but I think that is how all life in my world wants to be. Harmonious, peaceful, joyous, happy. A good experience where all life works together in harmony and wonderment together. Oh, I'm a bird dog, all right. I go out into the world and into the fields and into the mountainsides here, and I take Rex along, and I watch Rex. And as I watch him, the rabbits scurry out of the brush. And he looks over at them, and he used to chase them. But now he looks at them, and he watches them, and he sees how they move, and he sees how interesting that is. And sometimes he'll go in to chase them, but he knows he's not going to catch them. Once in a while, he has caught them. And then he'd bring them back gently in his mouth to me and say, "Here, Dad, what do you think of this guy?" I'd say, "Rex, you're slobbering all over that poor little bunny. Now, let's dry him off and let him alone." And Rex lets him alone. And it's just something to play with, something to love, something to be. We all can be like that. We can be something to love, something to play with, something to be. And when we are, then truly, we are all a bird dog for life. I am the bird dog of my activities. I go out and I search as a child in the woods, loving all creatures, great and small. As an adult, going around our mountain fastness here, where we have our 104 acres of primitive land, we have 6 houses and 4 retreats here, and we just have a wonderful place to be. But it's off the beaten path. It's out along the meditation trails that we link here and there throughout the entire property. Here is where we find nature. Here is where we find all the creatures, great and small, who are out there waiting for us to be a bird dog, to come along and recognize them and not flush them out, but encourage them with our love, to tell them that it's okay. They're in a world of love and harmony and peace. But first, we have to be in that world of love and harmony and peace ourselves, for them to ever sense that we are that. But once we live in this world of love and harmony and peace, in our hearts, in our soul, in our being, in our very being, the core of our being, then all creatures, great and small, whomever they may be around us, people, animals, critters of any kind, they feel oneness with us. And they feel, though we may be the bird dog out looking for wonderful things to see, they are safe with us because we surround them with our infinite love, our infinite caring. And as the Hindus find it difficult to kill any creature, we find it a joy to go out and be one as every creature in our world. Join me in this adventure. Join the Absolute Philosopher in this wonderful attitude of life, because it is a wonderful attitude of life. And it is a wonderful adventure. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.